as a general thing, it might have paled yellow because unless it was in the springtime when they could get the green stuff, because it wouldn't.
Well, they get mad when they get out and eat grasshoppers. Did you ever dry your beef?
Yes, jerky. Huh? You bet. And that's good.
If it's properly done. Huh? Have you ever eaten any that hasn't been properly jerked?
Yes, I have.
Oh, isn't it?
Couldn't wait to, for it to get good and dry. It's a terrible taste. Dad used to make jerky a lot. He liked to put lots of red pepper on his.
Oh.
I didn't care for the red pepper.
Mm. It's easy to carry. Every dried corn, didn't you?
Yes, Mother used to dry corn.
Isn't that good?
She'd lay it up on the porch. Oh, in the wintertime, that is delicious now. It just is. I haven't tasted a bit of dried corn in, well, I think it's been 50 years at least. I know it has. But I don't think they make it anymore, do they?
I believe so.
I haven't seen it. I know, I never
tried. Talking about it makes me feel that I should go home and put out some corn so next summer I can dry some.
I had delicious sweet corn this year that I grew, but I never thought about drying any. Well, I wouldn't know how.
Imagine you just cut it and put it out there in the sun.
I suppose. I think that's the way Mother did. I think she, I can remember putting a mosquito bar over it.
Uh-huh.
And what a time we'd have getting up on the top of the porch so the sun could hit it good, and getting that mosquito bar fastened down so it wouldn't blow off.
We could probably do that now with plastic.
I think a person could.
Next summer.
We'll have dried corn.
Yeah. When you butchered a hog, you mentioned that you got these various cuts. Which part did you fry in the morning?
The tenderloin, most generally, after it was cured. Well, ham. We'd always have ham for breakfast. As I remember, Mother kept the side meat mostly to cook with beans, things like that. To this day, I can't go beans cooked with pork. I just never cared for it.
Yeah, right.
That old greasy, I just don't like the beans cooked. I want mine flavored with butter.
Did you smoke your meat then?
Oh yes, yes. Dad used to put the. He smoked the meat in the old dugout. He didn't as long as we lived there. But I can remember. Well, did he or where did he smoke that meat? I know I had to keep the fire going.
Oh boy. You won't forget.
I thought it never would get smoked in the world. I just don't remember. It must have been down in the old dugout because that's the only place we had to smoke it. But I just don't remember. But he used to cure his meat with salt. He put salt on it. And I know we'd lose so many hands because we just didn't know not to let it freeze until you got your salt on it. We know that now. I've learned so many things from A&M. In their booklets that they have sent out that has helped me so much. These watermelon preserves that I'm making today, I got that recipe from one of those, and they are simply delicious.
Well, good.
They are good.
What did you call that, the outside on your side meat?
Meat rind. And that's what we're eating.
Did you call side meat bacon then?
Bacon,
is that the same thing?
That's what we used to use, or side meat. Uh-huh. Just side meat is a general thing. And get me a piece of that side meat so I can put in the beans. Or she'd have maybe that much ham left on a ham bone put that down in the
beans. That's good.
Yes, it's good. It sure is.
When your dad butchered, did he have a grinder to grind up?
Yes. Yes, he and Mother would make sausage for just about all day long. And take the tenderloin, and that's what he put in his sausage, was the tenderloin.